This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, September 8, 2008. Living the Gospel. The scripture is Philippians 1, verses 23 and 24. I desire to depart and be with Christ, but it is more necessary for you that I remain. I'm living like there's no tomorrow, because there isn't one. Some people say things like this. Others actually live by words like these. But if there is no such thing as eternity, is there really any value in life? If there is no such thing as a day when I will stand before Jesus, does it really matter how I live? For both questions, the answer is probably not. According to the Bible, the foundation for the believer's life is the promise of eternal life with Jesus. This truth should define our attitude. Whether living with Christ in heaven or for Christ on earth, believers may rejoice that their life is enveloped in His glory. This truth should also define our practice. Christians are not ashamed to claim Christ as Lord. We are committed to fruitful labor for Him, and we seek to reveal the joy of faith in Him to all people. Paul's struggle is not between selfish desire and selfless obedience. He is simply torn between two desires that are natural expressions of joy-filled faith. Paul desires that whether he lives for Jesus now or with Him in eternity, Jesus will be the truly exalted one. The Bible invites us to live fully, making the most of each day, not because there is no tomorrow, but because there is one. May our Lord alone be exalted now and forever. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank You for the message of eternity with Jesus. Help me to boast of Him in life, and may He reign in my death. May Your name alone be exalted. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.